It is time for our student talkbacks. Funding for student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. Our phenology talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell. And our first report comes from Lindsay Engel's class at North Star Elementary School in Virginia.
This is Ivy,
Shataria,
Ryan,
Rami,
Blakely,
Emily,
Allie,
and Daniel.
Reporting from North Star Elementary in Virginia, Minnesota on October 23rd, 2024.
We have a lot of reports about insects this week.
Many of us have noticed an abundance of flies and Asian lady beetles in our homes lately.
On the evening of October 21st, Miss Engel was outside and swatted a mosquito that landed on her forehead. We sure hope that that was the last one of fall. Also, while Ben was hunting near Effie, he was swarmed by small insects. He thinks they might have been gnats. He also realized that the wild rice stalks are starting to die back on the Pike River near Britt.
This is Blakely, and I have observed that most of our deciduous trees are bare of leaves. I also noticed a lot of turkeys and deer on the side of the road on my way to school on Tuesday, October 22nd.
I haven't noticed a solitary juvenile loon on Lake Vermilion. We wonder why it was alone, so we looked it up and learned that the juvenile loons are left alone when they are about 3 months old. In the fall, their parents migrate a few weeks before the young ones leave. The juveniles will flock up and head to coastal waters together and stay a couple years before heading back to our northern lakes.
We have had some cooler rainy days this week. More of our mornings have been frosty, and it's still cool when we go for recess.
This has been a report from North Star Elementary in Virginia.
Keep exploring the great outdoors!
Yeah, thank you. Keep exploring the great outdoors. You know, I had the opportunity to participate in a loon experiment. They captured loons, juvenile loons, and they implanted transmitters in them so that they could tell where they'd been. And one of the 15 or so loons that they worked with survived they all survived the surgery, but one of them survived life in general for 2 years until the battery ran out. And what they discovered was this loon traveled back and forth along the Mississippi River down to the Gulf in its initial flight of migration. But the next year, it flew up to the Gulf of St. Lawrence and spent the summer on the Gulf of St. Lawrence, and then flew back down the East Coast, crossed over Florida, and in its second year, flew up to the same sort of Lake Huron, Lake Erie area, and then went west and settled into a lake north of Minnesota in Manitoba. So there's some interesting data out there on what juvenile loons are actually doing. I don't believe that they, well, at least ours, the one that we had marked, did not spend much time in the Gulf outside of the overwintering there. I'm glad you kids were able to track it down and do the research. That is wonderful. I think it's great that you're answering questions that occur to you as you are out doing your phenology. That's the one thing we all hope for. Our next report comes from Lee Jackson and Darcy Rolfe's class at the North Shore School near Duluth.
Hello from the North Shore Community School on the north shore of Lake Superior. My name is Ellie and I am your phenologist for the week. On Saturday, October 19th, we had only 10 hours and 46 minutes of daylight. This is a decrease of 21 minutes from the week prior. Ms. Jackson's class noted observations of the trees that they tagged on Tuesday, October 22nd. The bur oak has 3% of leaves remaining and they are all brown. The paper birch has about 7% of leaves remaining and all of those leaves are yellow. The gray alder has no leaves remaining. The quaking aspen has about 2% of leaves remaining and all of them are brown. Miss Jackson had a flock of 8 turkeys foraging on the ground in her yard. On Saturday, October 12th, wild turkeys eat anything they can catch, such as ferns, grasses, grains, buds, berries, insects, acorns, and even frogs and snakes. On Friday, October 18th, Magdalene saw a bear in her backyard. It may have been attracted to her chicken coop. The mother bear was not seen. On Friday, October 18th, Miss Jackson startled two mice nesting under her fence. She later found a nest in her woodpile. 2 days later, on Sunday, October 20th, the mice had already started building a new nest in her gas grill. Mice will be looking for any enclosed place to nestle in the winter, so be sure things are locked up tight. On Wednesday, the 16th, Jack saw two dragonflies flying on the big kids' playground. This concludes the phonology report. Have a great week and be observant.
Thank you for that great report, Ellie. Lots of interesting things in there. The bear. This is late in the year for bears to be active, although I did see something on Facebook where some folks thought, well, the bears are asleep now, so they put out their feeder and promptly the bear came and trashed it. It's kind of an interesting thing. Checking out bears and what they're up to, they can be a real nuisance when they are sort of getting out and trying to cram in those 20,000 calories a day that they need to fatten up to spend the winter. I really like the observations that Mrs. Jackson's class made on their oaks and maples and paper birch. All of those numerical observations on trees that they have tagged and are concentrating on, that is really the very best phenology. If you're doing phenology, try to find some place where you can confine it to that tree, that red maple, or that bur oak. So very good, very, very valuable phenology coming out of that group over there. Our next report comes from Rob Marone's class at Pike Lake Elementary near Duluth. And you may recall Rob from previous years and has been very active with phenology and with the kids. And this is their first report for 2024. Thank you for sending this along, and I'm excited to hear what your students have been seeing.
Good morning. My name is Lily, and this is our report for the week of October 25th, 2024, from Pike Lake Elementary School. Last Thursday, I saw my first flock of geese flying south. I was thinking it was a bit early because of the temperature has been so back and forth from cold to hot. I'm wondering if it will go at different times because of the temperature changes.
I am Cheyenne, and I have observed frost. One morning I woke up to frost on my deck and thick frost everywhere else. I have also noticed that there are fewer birds, I think, that are leaving because winter is on its way.
This is Isla. In the past week, I've seen an eagle eating a dead deer alongside the road. It was something I'd never seen before, and now I've seen it twice in a week.
This past week, Aubrey was thinking it's skunk season. In the past week, she has seen three dead skunks on the side of the road.
My name is Aspen. This week, I was observing crows when we went for the school forest walk. A crow started telling the other animals we were heading out.
This is Emily. On Thursday, I observed a morning temperature of 53 degrees, and in the afternoon, it was up to 77 degrees.
I am Avery, and on Wednesday I saw a deer trotting in circles and then laying down. It sort of reminded me of how dogs lay down. This concludes our report from the outer reaches of Proctor School District. Be aware.
Things are happening out there.
Be aware, indeed. Things are happening out there, and those kids are getting their finger on the pulse. Mr. Marone is a great teacher and does a great job with getting the kids out. The school there has a wonderful outdoor classroom, and I'm just excited that they are back with us and sending in more reports. Lots of things to check out, eagles eating from dead deer. That's one of the things that keep eagles in the North Country through the winter. The constant supply of deer that are hit by cars. And skunk season is far from past. I have seen a bunch of dead skunks on the road this time of year. A lot of those skunks are little baby ones that mom has said, you know what, you're not spending the winter with me. You're spending the winter on your own. And so they are getting out and trying to discover how the world works. And one of the things that they discover is that highways have cars. So thanks for that report. Good to hear from you guys. We'll look forward to hearing more. Our next report comes from Lincoln Middle School's trip to Long Lake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Coraline.
Keaton,
Allie,
and Kaylin from Lincoln Elementary School in Hibbing, reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center from August 23rd through the 25th. The high temperature was 55 degrees Fahrenheit and the low was 34. 0.22 inches of much-needed rain fell. After the rain, a few earthworms popped out of the soil. Our trip was about what we're still seeing and what we're not seeing anymore.
We're still seeing gardener snakes in the forest near the hibernacula. We noticed the ones near the hibernacula are very big, about as big as around as a court. We wonder if there's a reason the bigger ones are the last to return. Trumper swans are still on the lake. We counted nothing. Our group spotted moths in the bog.
We saw a rabbit, leopard, frogs in the lake and encountered a blue-spotted salamander in the forest. One person in our group found a wood tick during wilderness meal. Long Lake staff says it was the first wood tick since August. The squirrels and birds that will spend the winter here are very active, including nuthatches, chickadees, all the normal varieties of woodpeckers, and lots of blue jays.
What we did notice during our stay here, robins, monarch butterflies, or chipmunks, the time they are a changing, but there's never a bad time to explore nature, and what we want to remind everyone is to unplug, get outside, and live connected.
And live connected, and get it in there quick, because there's lots more to say. Yeah, we will have many more reports coming your way in another 45 minutes or thereabouts. And stay tuned for those blue-spotted salamanders. Boy, I tell you what, I don't turn over enough logs. I'm not actively looking for them. And I know they're there, but I don't get out and see them as much as I would like to. I know as a child, nothing was more thrilling than to come across a salamander. It's like having your own little dragon. Very cool. Well, it is time to go back to some of our student phenology reports. And we're going to start right now with the fifth grade science class from Cohasset. Nate Lindner is the teacher. And funding for our student phenology is provided in part by the Minnesota Environment and Natural Resources Trust Fund. And our talkbacks are produced by Charlie Mitchell and Heidi Holton.
Hello, I'm Kenzie and
Nora.
We are in Mr. Linder's fifth grade science classroom at Cohasset Elementary School. We have made a lot of observations over the past week.
Our class has been tracking the last certain animals as signs of winter. We noted that the last time we saw the following items were on these dates: snake on 10/18, frog on 10/14, butterfly on 10/18, grasshopper on 10/19, mosquito on 10/22, and last chipmunk on 10/22. We also noted that the first hard frost was on 10/16. We are still seeing some flowers in bloom. Like the dandelion, white Dutchman, clover, tansy, and bird's foot trefoil. Many of these trees have lost all their leaves, like the quaking aspen, silver maple, ash, and box elder. The willow and cottonwood are dropping leaves, and between 50% and 75% colored.
We are still seeing robins and have spotted geese migrating south. Some students are noticing more animals dead on the roads and live animals near the sides of the roads like deer. Thank you for listening to our phenology report. We are looking forward to another week of observations.
Like Mr. Latimer always says, onward and awkward.
Onward and awkward. They go onward, I go awkward. We have a lot of fun together, and I'm so thrilled. Those kids are doing such a nice job. I love their, the teacher and the students organize their list of lasts, and it is really effective. They have it posted on their door, and they add to it every week, and it is really exciting and pretty simple. You know, think of the things that you are likely to not see during the winter. Chipmunks, garter snakes, you know, robins, that kind of thing. Just make a list. And when you see one, you have to write down the date. And ultimately, you'll end up with a long period of time where you don't write down any dates. And that will be your last. And that's how that works. It's pretty effective. Our next report comes from Trek North Middle School's trip to Long Wake Conservation Center near Palisade.
Hi, this is Tyler.
And Olivia from Trek North Middle School in Bemidji reporting from Long Lake Conservation Center on October 21st to October 23rd. The unseasonably warm autumn weather continued with a high temperature of 76 degrees Fahrenheit and a low of 38. During Lake Bottom Organisms class, we identified a sea shrimp, a fingernail clam, a scud, a phantom midge larva, crawling water beetles, a mud minnow, a crayfish, and a dragonfly larva.
On the lake and in the woods, our group saw a few garter snakes, a deer, and surprisingly, a dandelion flower in full bloom. We also spotted a robin on Monday, two common mergansers, a bevy of swans, a flock of juncos, and leopard frogs near the lakeshore. We noted that some were still green, but others had turned dark. It's a great time to explore nature, and we want to remind everyone to unplug, get outside, and
live connected.
Tyler and Olivia, nice job. Good observations there. I would have loved to have been along to look at the lake bottom organisms. Man, oh man, a fingernail clam. I wouldn't recognize it if it was stuck to my finger. A scud. I thought that was a missile. Phantom midge larvae, crawling water beetles, mud minnows, crayfish, dragonfly larvae. Lots of great things. And a great education for those kids to show them that, you know, there's a reason why you don't drink lake water. Our next report is, let's see. Our next report comes from Chad Caddett's class at Little Falls Middle School.
This is Bjorn and Kais reporting from Mr. Katz's class in Little Falls Middle School. This is our phenology report for the week of October 27th.
The Mississippi River is as low as many of us have ever seen it before.
We have seen and heard a lot of blue jays in large groups this week.
Large groups of grackles, starlings, and robins are also moving around Little Falls.
We did watch a group of smaller birds mobbing a much larger eagle as it tried to fly away from them, and another pair of bald eagles feeding on a roadkill deer carcass.
Most of our birch trees are completely leafless.
Mr. Caddett has a silver maple that has dropped all of its leaves, but the upper branches appear to be full of buds, and it looks like similar to a springtime tree.
A classmate saw a doe with some fawns, and they were still very small. They must have been a late-season birth.
There have been sightings of the unique blue-colored woolly alder aphid drifting around on their short migration to maple trees.
The turkeys have been gobbling and making a lot of noise in the early morning this week. And we are seeing more ringneck pheasants near roadways.
A student captured a flying squirrel on camera as it visits her bird feeder, and now it has become a regular evening visitor.
We did have an eastern bluebird sighting this week, which seems to be late in the season for them to still be around.
Sow bugs, harvestmen, and a variety of different beetles have been seen this week.
Spider egg sacs are easy to spot on windows and siding. And on sunny days, we have seen glints of light reflecting off the ballooning spiders as they drift by.
That is our report for this week. Until next week, keep exploring, keep discovering, and keep connecting with the great outdoors.
Thank you, Bjorn. Kais, that was lovely. Lots of great things there. The Mississippi River is remarkably low. Even here in Grand Rapids, it is. And the flocks of grackles, starlings, and robins, they were here a week ago or so and have headed now to the south. Mr. Caddett's silver maple has dropped all its leaves, as has mine, and the upper branches of mine appear to be full of buds as well. And those buds are quite big, round, and effective.
I wanted to show you, John, now the Little Falls Phenology Group has an active
Instagram page that you might want to check out.
Yeah.
They have this photo today of the chalk art of the phenology report that
they did goodness,
today.
Yeah. Mr. Kaditz is an artist.
Yeah.
And he draws some things on his board that are just amazing.
So if you're on Instagram, look for Little Falls Phenology.
Yeah, do that. They really have a nice program going there. Absolutely. Our next report comes from Michelle Martin's Prairie Creek Community School in Northfield.
Hi, this is Theo.
And this is Henry.
And we're from Prairie Creek Community School,
way down south in Northfield, Minnesota.
The leaves have really came down this past week, haven't they, Henry?
Yes. We are now past peak color. It's one of the latest years since we started keeping up records in our class.
We have been seeing a lot of juncos.
Oscar saw an eagle and heard it call.
Sophia's dad saw a heron. That is the first one in weeks.
We have been seeing a lot of geese and seagulls.
There were several murmurations of starlings.
And some turkeys.
We had a lot of deer sightings.
Silas saw a deer swimming across the lake, and a deer licked his dad's trail camera.
We have seen 3 chipmunks.
Ellen's badger is still digging holes.
On our way in from recess last week, we watched a mole digging a tunnel.
And you saw a snake on the trail.
They thought it might be a rattlesnake, but it wasn't in the right area.
Those snakes and chipmunks had better start getting to their winter homes.
Yeah, it's going to be 80 today, but it will be cold by Thursday.
This has been Prairie Creek.
One more step along the phenology journey.
Theo, Henry, great job. What a nice report. Lots of interesting things going on down there past their peak of color. And it won't be long, and they'll be much the same as we are up here, which is to say just a little spot of color here and there from the willows and maybe an oak or two. Saw a heron down there. They probably are working their way south. Turkeys, deer, a deer swimming across a lake. Chipmunks, still some active chipmunks down there, and that's good news. Our next report, our final report for the morning, comes from the Phenology Club at Oak Grove Elementary School in Bloomington.
Hi, this is Marcella,
Ikhlas,
and Miran reporting from Oak Grove Elementary in Bloomington, Minnesota.
This week's weather has been mixed. The temperature has been gone from the 80s to the 40s. It's mostly sunny and windy with occasional clouds. We've heard zero precipitation this week, which has resulted in us being in the warning zone for wildflowers.
We noticed there was an owl flying in our school forest. We do not know what kind it was, but it was big and white and gray. It was very quiet. We heard a lot of crows, and they were going towards the owl. With our plant observation, we noticed a lot of our leaves were turning colors and falling. 3/4 of our maple leaves have fallen, but none of our oak leaves have fallen. Our tamarack are starting to turn yellow.
We were wondering if that owl will show up again. What will happen with the buckhorn?
That's all for today. Stay tuned for the next OG Phenology Club Nature episode. Bye!
Bye. Bye. Thank you. That was great. Lots of interesting things. They have a lovely little tamarack that they planted along the school that they can keep track of. It's just starting to turn yellow, which is interesting because ours are well past their prime now. Ours were turning yellow 3 weeks ago. An owl flying around in the school forest. The fact that they saw it makes me think that it was probably a barred owl because barred owls are sort of notoriously indifferent to changing day length and daylight. They typically hunt at night, but they're also perfectly happy and adept at hunting during the day. And oftentimes, that's when I see them, the barred owls. And whether or not they'll see it again, I suppose it depends on how much food is available in the area. When there's food available, the owls will hang out. Those have been our student reports for this week. Thank you so much for listening. And if you have students with you that you would like to include, get in touch with us. We'd love to have your voices on the radio with us. Thank you.